This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. Rajya Sabha had passed the bill on Monday. The bill aims to address payment delays and simplify dispute resolution. The legislation provides that every central public sector enterprise must settle all invoices for procurement of goods or services from MSMEs on the trade receivables discounting system. As per the bill, if mediation fails in case of dispute, then the reference for arbitration must be made within 30 days from the date of termination of mediation. Both Houses of Parliament yesterday witnessed opposition's uproar over several issues, including the alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. Due to continued disruptions by the opposition members, both the Houses were adjourned for the day before lunch. Following opposition's uproar, question hour could not be taken up in both the Houses. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's relations with Pakistan can only move ahead in an environment free of terror, hostility and violence. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said that Pakistan continues to follow the policy of cross-border terrorism and using terrorism as an instrument of state policy against India. The minister said India withdrew most favored nation status to Pakistan and hiked customs duty on all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan to 200% after the Pulwama terror attack. India attaches high priority on safety and security of Indian vessels and seafarers. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, adding that Indian missions all across the Gulf region are in constant contact with the Ministry of Shipping and Maritime Authorities in those countries. He said India continues to call for safe and unimpeded navigation and free flow of commerce through international waterways.
About the safety and security of our vessels and our seafarers. This is a subject of high importance and we attach high priority to the issue. Our missions all across the Gulf region, they are in constant contact with the Ministry of Shipping so that as and when any support is required to be provided to our seafarers or Indian flagged ships, they can do that. In fact, they have been running 24/7 helplines so that any person who needs support.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 57th convocation ceremony of IIT Delhi today. He will address more than 3,000 graduating students, including 587 PhD scholars. Director IIT Delhi, Rangan Banerjee, said in a press conference today that the Prime Minister will present the Institute's most prestigious award, including the President's Gold Medal, Director's Gold Medal, Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal and Perfect 10 Gold Medals to the meritorious students. Mr. Banerjee said that the Prime Minister will remotely inaugurate Parampragya, an AI-powered high-performance supercomputing facility established at IIT Delhi's Sonipat campus. The agitation over the alleged irregularities in the JPSC, JSSC and other competitive examinations in Jharkhand continued to dominate both the assembly and the streets yesterday. On the second day of the monsoon session of the Jharkhand Assembly, the opposition raised the issue and demanded cancellation of the exams and a CBI inquiry under the supervision of the court. Parliamentary Affairs Minister said the matter had already been discussed in the Business Advisory Committee and that the government was prepared to respond to all issues raised in the House. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has launched the J&K Artificial Intelligence Centre of Excellence, AICOE, and dedicated Project Phoenix, an AI-enabled digital commerce platform at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Jammu. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that these initiatives aim to promote technology-driven governance, foster innovation and entrepreneurship, and expand economic opportunities through the adoption of emerging technologies and enhanced digital market access. And at the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships, India's Titli Maji clinched a silver in the women's 45 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.